MVP Sports. I'm Tom Merriam. Opening night for 20 NBA teams over 10 games, including the first regular season game ever at the Intuit Dome in Los Angeles. The Clippers debut their spectacular new arena before a sellout crowd, and AP reporter Mark Myers.
The Phoenix Suns got their season off to a winning start by beating the LA Clippers in overtime, 116-113. Mike Budenholzer picked up his first victory as the Suns' new head coach.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy for the team. I'm happy for the players, for the guys. Go on the road, winning on the road in the NBA is hard, and I'm just appreciative of their effort.
Kevin Durant scored 25 points in the win, and Bradley Beal had 7 of his 24 in the OT. It was the season opener for both teams and the first regular season game played at the Clippers' new home arena, the Intuit Dome. James Harden finished with 29 points, but with a chance to send the game to a second overtime, he missed the second of two free throws with 4.8 seconds remaining.
Also out west, the Warriors routed the Trailblazers in Portland 139-104 as Steph Curry had 17 points, 10 assists, and 9 rebounds in just 25 minutes. Two of the leading contenders in the East opened their season against one another in Philadelphia. AP's Mike Luongo took in the action.
Damian Lillard led the way for the Bucks, who opened their NBA season with a 124-109 win over the 76ers. Lillard scored 11 points in the second quarter, 8 of those coming during a 15-4 run that put Milwaukee ahead to stay. Lillard was 4-of-4 from behind the three-point stripe in the third quarter. He finished with a game-high 30.
I really prepared for this season. And, when the games come around, I got to go out there and do what I prepare myself to do, and that's all I did.
Tyrese Maxey had 25 for the Sixers.
The Pacers outscored the Pistons by 14 points in the fourth quarter to avoid an opening night surprise and come away with a 115-109 victory for Rick Carlisle.
Typical opening night game, very difficult. Down 9 at halftime. I think we were, down 9 or 10, or maybe it was 8 going into the fourth. And they had momentum, and then we were able to throw a 19-point defensive quarter at them.
The Hornets similarly pulled off a fourth-quarter comeback to stop the Rockets 110-105. The Hawks also had a rally in the second half to pull out a 120-116 victory over the Nets, 30 points for Trae Young.
It wasn't easy on either end, so it was a good first game for us. I mean, that was our first fourth quarter we've played all summer. We didn't play any fourth quarter, so it was good the way we executed down the stretch.
The Cavaliers, meanwhile, jumped out to a 20-point halftime lead over the Raptors and breezed to a 136-106 victory, 23 points for Evan Mobley. The NBA's two Florida teams clashed in their season openers. Here's Denny Kapp with a recap.
Paolo Banchero drains a game-high 33 points to lead the Magic past the Heat 116-97. Banchero scored 12 of those 33 in the third quarter where the Magic blew it open, outscoring the Heat 39-18 to turn a 4-point halftime lead into a 25-point cushion going into the fourth. Head coach Jamal Mosley.
He's going to find a way to win, whether he has to score 33 and grab 11 rebounds, or he scores 12, dishes out 12 assists. But he's going to find a way to help this team win, and that's what great players do.
Gary Harris sparked Orlando off the bench, knocking down 6 triples en route to an 18-point night. Jimmy Butler posted his lowest scoring output since 2021, netting just 3 points on 1-of-8 shooting for the Heat.
The Grizzlies edged the Jazz 126-124 in Salt Lake City for coach Taylor Jenkins.
It never hurts to get a win to set the tone, and especially to do it on the road against, I think, a really good team. Really tough environment to play in, so now we just got to keep, this road trip going.
The Pelicans, behind 33 Brandon Ingram points, beat the Bulls 123-111. Hockey, football, and baseball on deck. After all 32 teams played Tuesday, only one NHL game Wednesday, an Atlantic Division matchup between longtime rivals the Flyers and Capitals, who played for the second straight night, this time in the nation's capital where AP's Dave Ferry was on hand.
Connor McMichael delivered back-to-back goals to give the Capitals a 4-0 lead in a 6-3 downing of the Flyers. McMichael scored twice in a 3-12 span of the second period, making it a 4-0 game before Philadelphia chipped away. Pierre-Luc Dubois added an empty netter after setting up 2 scores in the Caps' 5th straight win.
There's just some nights like that. I mean, there's some nights that you feel like you could have more and you get 0, and there's some nights that it's just going in, but You know, everybody played well. Mikey was feeling good tonight. We're trying to get that third one for him, but, you know, he did a lot of good things out there.
Alex Ovechkin also scored into an empty net, putting him 40 goals away from becoming the league's all-time leader. The Flyers lost their fourth in a row despite goals from Travis Konecny, Owen Tippett, and Matt Vabe-Michkov.
NFL, as the teams get ready for Week 8, which begins Thursday night with the Vikings-Rams game, the league's best and worst teams were involved in significant changes. Here's Gethin Kulbaugh with the news.
The two-time defending Super Bowl champion Chiefs are acquiring three-time All-Pro wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins from the Titans, according to an AP source. The Chiefs are sending a conditional fifth-round pick to the Titans, according to NFL Network. Elsewhere, the Panthers will start second-year quarterback Bryce Young Sunday against the Broncos after Andy Dalton suffered a sprained thumb on his throwing hand in a car crash in Charlotte. Commanders rookie QB Jaden Daniels missed practice Wednesday due to his rib injury. Dolphins QB Tua Tagovailoa practiced for the first time since suffering a concussion in Week 2.
College football, North Carolina State quarterback Grayson McCall has announced his retirement from football less than 3 weeks after a vicious hit knocked him out of a game for the second time this season. McCall was a six-year player who was a graduate transfer following five seasons at Coastal Carolina. Baseball, the Dodgers and Yankees will both work out at Dodger Stadium Thursday, with Game 1 of the World Series set for Friday night. Many eyes are likely to be watching the series on TV, following the most-watched league championship series in 7 years. According to Nielsen, the two LCS averaged 5.35 million viewers on Fox, FS1, and TBS, the highest number since 2017. Tom Merriam, AP Sports.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.